across Newcastle and the Hunter, this is The Novos. You're waking up with The Novos.
105.3 New FM.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Happy Thursday. Hey, Stephen. How you doing?
I feel a bit odd this morning, Cremo.
Oh, what's going on?
I just feel like I'm not quite awake yet, if I'm honest.
Oh, well,
a bit slow starting this morning.
You look awake with my eyes.
Oh, well, that's good then.
That's the main thing. Jones Brothers on tour still, your brother in town.
Yeah, we went and did go-karting yesterday. Go-karts go Broadmeadow.
Oh, they are fun there.
That was really fun. Hey, so it was me, my brother, and two others, like two of my mates. We went. I was the slowest by far, hey.
Yeah, right.
I think my fastest lap time was 10 seconds off the fastest lap of the day.
Well, you famously said on the show, you're an all right driver.
Well, that's it. I don't know what. I'm just like such an average driver with a real car, so I don't know why I went in thinking I'd be so good with a go-kart. I don't know what I thought would be different, but.
So was your brother was better than you?
Well, everyone was better than me. I came dead last. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah. Free overtake, really. It was a bit demoralising, but I had a good time. And it was
that's
a bit,
amazing.
It was a bit wet as well. It's a bit hard out in the wet, you know?
Did you get a bit of slip and slide action?
Yeah, which really scares me. So,
not leaning into it?
Yeah, it was a little bit slow on the pace.
Yeah,
you know?
Right. Fair enough.
I had a good
fair
time enough. Anyway.
That's good. Good morning, Jess. How are you?
Good morning. I felt like I was on a go-kart track this morning.
Why is that?
I was like, I thought I was also
absolute
still asleep.
Speed demon. Yes, that's what I've
to
heard.
Work. There was literally a van that crossed to like the wrong side of the road, went around
what?
The wrong way around the roundabout near my house, and then used his blinker to go to the right side of the road. I was like, a what?
You're breaking what laws happened? And then.
Any rules you want, hey?
Yeah,
apparently, at 3 time. In the morning, it doesn't matter.
Oh, there you go.
I thought I was still asleep anyway.
Yeah, hope you weren't.
I hope not.
That's what I just said.
Well, that's something that'll wake you up. If you were feeling a bit asleep.
Yeah, see, car on the wrong side of the road.
That
right
gets
near
you up.
Definitely, yeah. Up and about. Well, great show ahead. And, of course, don't forget, $925 later
on. Come on.
Trivia check. It's getting wild. New FM.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5 with Jess.
So, Jess, Origin Energy acquiring a stake in a local clean energy company, yeah?
Yeah, so there's lots of these clean energy stories around at the moment. Of course, everyone trying to get towards net zero by 2050 and various other targets before then. Part of that, there's a few power stations closing. So I guess companies are trying to do what they can to fill the gap that's going to be left. So there's a company in Newcastle called Allegro Energy, and they produce a water-based form of battery electrolyte. So basically in a battery, there's a liquid inside of it, and this company has created a liquid that is cheaper, it's easier to produce, it's non-toxic. So a Raring power station is going to pilot one of these batteries as part of Origin's stake in Allegro Energy.
Yeah, right. So even Origin's going, yeah, we've got to get some of this energy. This looks like a good investment. Very interesting to see how that all plays out.
Now, obviously, as well, tonight, Jess, it's the start, I suppose, of Beanies for Brain Cancer round, which is, I guess, very important, especially here in Newcastle. We're quite connected to this round, aren't we?
Yeah, exactly. So, as we know, Mark Hughes started up Beanies for Brain Cancer years ago now and has raised millions and millions of dollars for brain cancer research. Of course, Mark diagnosed himself and is what sparked him to start this foundation. The NRL has been supporting it since 2017. As you said, the round kicks off tonight. Beanies are going to be for sale at all of the games this week. They've been on sale at Lowe's, at IGA and at various other places as well. They're hoping to sell their 1,000,000th beanie this weekend.
Wow.
So quite the milestone.
That's very impressive if that happens.
Surely you get like a little golden ticket or something if you get the 1,000,000th beanie.
Yeah.
Surely you get like a
I
prize.
Reckon.
Or just like they paint it gold, maybe.
Well, that's
so
it.
You know who's bought it.
Like that'd be so cool. Even if it was just numbered somewhere. This is the 1,000,000th
beanie.
Alan
over there, exactly. He's got it. Yeah, but how would they know which? They'd have to hand stitch it on in the moment, because otherwise you wouldn't know which one it would be, would you?
True.
Unless it's just the 1,000,000th manufactured.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
Oh, well, there's something for the boffins to all figure out.
I'll be bulk bike. just to try and find that millionth beanie.
Yeah, I don't think you get, like, a ticket to a chocolate factory or anything. I just don't think it's how it works.
That's a shame. Anyway, it's going to a good cause. So
absolutely. Worthwhile buying. Yeah. Exactly. Thanks for that, Jess.
New FM. The Novos. And this is New FM at breakfast. At breakfast. The Novos.
Hey, Crevo.
Yeah?
What do you value a day's work? Like, how much do you reckon you value a day's work?
Is this to do, like, obviously radio's just like a fun job, right?
Yeah.
But if I had to go do, say, a day's work somewhere else, it's something I didn't really want to do, gotta get a grand.
Gotta get a grand for a day's work.
Yeah, on top of my normal job, yeah.
Well, if you want to get yourself, you know, a bit of a side hustle for doing absolutely nothing, make sure you head to newfm.com.au. We are playing New FM's 20K Side Hustle all day, you know. So with us for breakfast, with Scott for your work day, with Joel for your drive home. And yesterday, Tara was Tara from Greta, the first person to make it through a whole day on the New FM payroll.
Wow. It's a whole day. That's awesome.
She got through a whole day. So
Tara smashing it.
Jumped on at 8 o'clock yesterday morning with us. She's still playing this morning. Getting up to $525 this morning. It could just keep climbing for doing absolutely nothing.
That is a big update.
If you want to get, you know, a slice of this pie, make sure you register newfm.com.au because you're literally sitting around doing nothing. She gave us one call at 8 in the morning.
And that was it.
And that's it. Now she's just earning money for free. Ridiculous.
Money for free. It's as good as it gets. You're waking up with Novo, Stephen and Crevo, New FM.
Now, Crevo, in the UK, there's this, like, fitness apparel brand, right? Like, activewear type clothes called Gymshark.
Okay. Now, big over there, is it?
Yeah, well, big. Started in the UK, found themselves pretty big in the US now, and even in Australia, they're starting to become quite prominent.
Okay.
And their tactic is, their marketing tactic, I suppose, is similar to that of Prime, like the Prime energy drinks.
Right.
Where their main demographic is they're trying to appeal to the social media market. So
yeah, they're trying to get influencers and stuff to get their brand out there just by wearing it, getting shown
on
TikTok.
Lots of sponsored posts on Instagram, lots of sponsored videos on TikTok, all that kind of gear, because their main marketing is through social media. But they've done their latest, I guess, marketing tactic, their promotional tactic, in the form of a prank, a social media prank.
Right.
So what they've done is they've hired all these, I guess they've just gone on like, I don't know, like on a website and hired all these celebrity lookalikes. So we're talking like a guy who looks vague, like if you squinted and were 150 metres away, kind of looked like Ed Sheeran or Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. Or they've got big names, right? Kim K, someone who supposedly looks like Kim K.
Yeah.
And they've sent them to all their biggest stores in the UK. So, you know, obviously their biggest store is in London. So they've sent, you know, Ed Sheeran there with a guitar. Ed Sheeran, inverted commas, with a guitar, you know, and he's there playing and everyone's taking photos, blah, blah, blah. And they've done this through, like I said, several stores, different locations, right through the UK.
Yeah.
And made a TikTok about it. It's gone pretty viral.
Now, what's so crazy about that is if Ed Sheeran was buying some Gymshark clothing, and that is a big if, it feels like a massive if, as if he's going to turn up with his guitar.
Well, this is what I wanted to say to you, because I think the funniest thing about this video, if you haven't seen it, it's on their all their socials.
Right,
just look up Gymshark. It's on TikTok, Instagram, whatever. They've got this fake Gordon Ramsay, right, who's in having a shop for some Gymshark apparel.
Right.
But he's in, like, a full chef, like, apron.
Like he's gone straight from the kitchen.
As if, like, it's the only clothes he owns. Like, literally, he's wearing his chef apron in there. And everyone's like, oh, my God, it's Gordon Ramsay. As if he wouldn't be in, like, jeans at the top, you know? Like,
well, he famously...
It's summer in UK.
He famously wears that all the time on so many other shows. Only the very occasionally that he still cooks will he put on his chef whites. It's so unusual.
Well, that's it. Surely that'd be the first red flag. You're like, Gordon Ramsay's in the store having a shop in a full chef kit. They should have put a hat on him. They should have put, like...
If only. The full, tall, really tall one.
But so, yeah, that's exactly what I'm thinking about. From, like, the Swedish chef wears it, the Muppets. Like, that kind of gear.
Huge one. Oh, well. I mean, that's...
It's caused such a stir, though. So many people, you know, like, walking up the street, trying to take photos. Some of the staff went live. Like, oh, I can't believe it.
Gordon Ramsay's.
So Harry's in the shop, you know.
So even the staff didn't know.
Well, Prince Harry, yeah, staff did that. Prince Harry, he doesn't even live in the UK anymore, yeah, does he?
The chances of him buying Gymshark clothing in store in the
London.
UK.
Yeah, he lives in America now. Anyway.
Million to one. People just are so easily fooled.
Oh, once you get that ball rolling,
start photographing him or start filming, then they go, oh, maybe it is real.
It's pretty funny, though. And obviously, they've got us talking about it, lots of people online, so very successful that, marketing tactic.
I was going to say, that right there is proof it's a success. New FM.
1, 2, 3.
New FM. This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
Oh, get ready, Stephen, because...
I'm ready.
Three of a Kind is here. Now, if you haven't heard or played this game before, very simple. We give you three things, basically say three words.
Yeah.
And you have to figure out, oh, what's the theme between them? And then you say your name as your buzz in, and you just say what it is. Simple as that.
So if I were to say to you, Crevo, for example, tennis, badminton, squash...
Crevo.
Go on.
Racket sports.
They are racket sports. It's that kind of stuff. So easy. We make it nice and simple for your early morning. Make sure you give us a call, 4967-485. If you can do it quicker than your opponent, prizes up for grabs today, Crevo, include Maniac's Axe Throwing Gift Voucher, Newcastle's home of Axe Throwing Craft Beer, Viking Cocktails, and Good Times. Oh, I went earlier in the week.
Yeah.
A lot harder than I thought it'd be.
Really?
Good fun.
Yeah.
And, like, you can laugh with and at your friends while they attempt it. And they can do the same while you attempt it.
So you're getting a gift voucher to that. Go try this new axe throwing thing in Newcastle. Awesome.
Lots of fun. And something different as well.
Yeah.
Plus, in the draw for a family pass to the Hunter Valley Gardens, Snowtime in the Gardens, our test drive on Saturday, Crevo, coming up so shortly. So, if you want to get involved and get your hands on those prizes, give us a call, 4967-4105.
Yeah, we need two contestants on the air to play Three of a Kind next. So, this is your big chance. 4967-4105.
It's almost time for Three of a Kind. We need two Novacastrians on the phone, 4967-4105, to battle it out in, I guess, a game of wit.
Yep,
intelligence and speed as well.
So, very easy. You just got to figure out what the theme is between three things with your name as your buzzer. And we just need a couple of players on the line now. 4967-4105. You can win a voucher to go to the new axe throwing place, Maniacs.
Yeah, Maniacs Axe Throwing Gift Voucher up for grabs. Newcastle's home of Axe Throwing Craft Beer, Viking Cocktails, and Good Times.
So, a voucher for that straight up. Plus, in the draw to come to our test drive for Snowtime in the Gardens out at Hunter Valley Gardens this weekend.
That's correct. Happening on Saturday. So, if you want to get your mitts on those prizes, 4967-4105. Crevo, do you want a little example?
Yeah, all right. Let's do one.
This has been my favourite example the last couple mornings.
All right.
But if I were to say to you, cookies and cream, bubblegum, rum and raisin.
Crevo.
Go on.
Straight away. Ice cream flavours.
They are ice cream flavours. This is all we need you to do. That's all you have to be capable of. 4967-4105 to get your Thursday morning off to an absolute flyer.
Here we go. New FM.
1, 2, 3.
New FM. This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
All right, this is an easy game. If you haven't heard this one before, all you have to do is figure out what is the theme between three things that we give you. If you can do that faster than your opponent and get a couple of points on the board, the prizes are all yours. It is first to two, best of three. Your name is your buzzer.
Let's do this thing. Up for grabs this morning, Maniac's Axe Throwing Gift Voucher, of course. Newcastle's home of Axe Throwing Craft Beer, Viking Cocktails, and Good Times. Plus, all callers on today's show in the draw for Family Pass to Hunter Valley Gardens. Snowtime in the Garden, our test drive this Saturday. Let's meet our contestants. We'll first go to Wall's End. Nicole on the line. Morning, Nicole.
Good morning.
How are you feeling this morning?
Sensationally great.
Oh, sensationally great.
I love that.
I feel sensationally great hearing that. How are you? You confident for Three of a Kind?
I think so, yeah.
Well,
that's good.
You got to fake it till you make it, at least. Let's meet the person who's trying to rip that prize from your hands. We're going to Charlestown. Robbie on the line. Morning, Robbie.
Good morning, boys.
How are you feeling, Robbie? You ready to go?
Oh, I'm chirper and jippy.
Yeah, that's what we love to hear. Let's get straight into this then. We'll test the technology, of course, both of our contestants' buzzers. Let's go to you first, Nicole.
Nick.
Yep, lovely, nice and quick. Robbie, you're next.
Robbie.
Easy as. Strong. We get the idea. We know what's going on.
Let's get into this.
All right, best of luck to both our contestants. Your first category is Queen, Single, Twin.
Robbie.
Nick.
Yeah, Robbie, you were quicker.
Tissues.
Not tissues, not what I was looking for.
Sorry,
Nicole?
Twins.
Not twins, not what I was looking for.
Absolutely not.
Queen, single, twin, all mattress sizes, or bed sizes, I suppose.
Yeah, you knew that one.
We've got it.
Yeah,
it's all right, it's all right. Plenty more here to try and, you know, here get yourself a hand on the prize. All right, next one. 5 second rule, phase 10, Uno.
Robbie.
Yeah.
Robbie.
Card games.
They are card games, correct. Well done, Robbie. One on the board. All right. Next one. Let's go. Poodle, Greyhound, Labrador.
Robbie.
Well, Robbie's quickest.
Breeds of dogs.
They are dog breeds. Congratulations.
You're our winner.
There you go, Robbie. Congratulations. You're off to Maniac's Axe Throwing. Got a gift voucher there. Plus, both our contestants this morning, like we said, in the draw for our family pass, Undervalley Guns, Guns Snow Time in the Gardens for our test drive on Saturday. Well done, Robbie. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Nicole from Wallsend, yes. Can we get you back tomorrow for another go? Is there a runner-up?
Okay.
All right.
If we twist your arm.
All right. Tough one.
Now, Crevo, I would never, ever, ever, ever encourage panic buying. But what I'm going to say is run. Don't walk to the shops right now because Sriracha might be going through another shortage.
Now, this is obviously that, like, chili sauce with the rooster on it.
Yeah, the iconic green lid, like, clear bottle normally. But, yeah, it's like that, like a red sauce with the rooster on it, like you said.
Yeah.
Chili sauce. You can get it at all your, like, Coles and Woolies and all that, but often in Asian grocers as well because it is like a Asian-style chili
sauce. Spicy
sauce.
Yeah, very popular. Now, are you a consumer of Sriracha chili sauce?
Well, you said to me yesterday, just kind of, like, without me knowing the context of this story,
yeah,
what's my favourite sauce of all time? And I said Sriracha. I just love it. I put it on everything, you know? It can go on sandwiches, on your eggs in the morning, on absolutely everything. Like, it's a bit of an all-in-one type sauce.
It sort of has, like, a sourness to it, doesn't it, as well?
There's
that's it. Salty, sour, and chili.
Yeah, well, that's it. And the salty bit is like what you love. Bit of salt, bit of chili. That's like...
good to go.
That's bliss.
Yeah.
And we saw this, like, Sriracha had a bit of a shortage last year. And then kind of got itself back on track late last year as well.
Yeah.
But looks like we're going to be in for...
A big shortage
this time around.
Now, if you're a fan of this sauce, because the fans of it are passionate...
Well, that's it, and, like, it is a staple in my house, so I think I'm going to have to go bulk buy it. The shortage is due to, it's made with this, like, certain red jalapeno.
Yeah.
Which is, like, only grown in, like, southwest USA and, like, north Mexico as well.
Right,
so it's, like, in this real small area where it grows, and currently that, like, geographical region has been affected by, like, a really big heat wave, droughts, and so they're struggling to produce the chili, which is used in this sauce.
So do you think that, like, how hard will it get to buy? Do you think people will be doing street deals on it and stuff?
Oh, you reckon open up the old jacket?
Yeah.
Got pockets and pockets of Sriracha.
You want the green one?
I'm not sure if it'll be that bad. The green one will be rare. You'd be up there, like, buying toilet paper.
Well, yeah, during the pandemic.
Well,
oh, my God.
Well, like Coles and Woolies and stuff. You can't buy Sriracha online now.
Really?
Yeah, it says sold out.
Even though
they might have some in store, they've kind of just like put a blanket no on buying it online. They might start rationing it, being like one per person per transaction, that kind of stuff. Well, at their peak, right?
Yeah.
They were making 18,000 bottles of this every hour of Sriracha.
Right, so a lot.
A lot. Now they're below 2,000. So like,
really?
So yeah. So like, I mean, it's
that's
been a hit.
That is a proper shortage.
Yeah, big time. And like, we obviously the supply is not getting any better while the weather's still really dry and humid over there. So until the weather starts, you know, getting better, the issue is as well is like I said, this chili is only in a certain geographical region.
Yeah.
Also, only grows for like 3 months, 4 months of the year. So if you miss that window...
then you've got nothing.
You've
got
to wait all till next year before you get another harvest.
And
so
if there's panic buying, you know what happens with panic buying? People buy like 10 bottles because they don't want to miss out.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm going to do.
And then...
quick or the dead.
You'll be straight to Coles the Junction, no doubt.
That's it, absolutely. But yeah, just a PSA, if you're a Sriracha fan like myself...
if you need it, get it.
Get it, because it looks like it's going to get worse before it gets better, unfortunately.
Oof, big dramas ahead.
Enjoy a fun-filled day of frosty activities at Hunter Valley Gardens, No Time in the Garden. June 24 to July 23. Get your tickets now at huntervalleygardens.com.au or test drive Snowtime in the Garden with Anovos. 105.3 New FM.
Yeah, you can win that with us just by getting on the show any time today, but the winning continues because after 7 o'clock, trivia checks back with $925.
It's silly. I've said it before, it's silly at this point. Let's give this money away.
Yeah, you just got to answer one trivia question correctly.
All to come after seven, like you said. Up next, though, Crevo, we're going to get producer Scott into the fold because real estate in your pockets, in your bag, is, you know, at a premium. Hmm. And I've noticed something about him. He's wasting that real estate on some useless, useless items.
All right, we'll chat more about that up next as you wake up with Anovos. Stephen and Crevo here at New FM.
And breaking news, we've just been informed after an absolute debacle trying to buy tickets yesterday.
Yeah.
New Taylor Swift date's added for an Australia tour in Melbourne and Sydney.
You go.
Scott, you're a big T-Swizz fan. How'd you go getting tickets?
Mate, Scott, I didn't actually get them.
Didn't get them?
What? So you had a go and no success?
Look, I tried. I tried my very hardest, but nah, I couldn't get him yesterday. Hopefully, with the new release, it's literally breaking on the Today Show right now. Hopefully, I can get some other ones.
Oh, good luck. Fingers crossed, mate. But unfortunately, I'm going to have to kick a man while he's down because, yeah, I haven't got Taylor Swift tickets. And I also want to pick a little bit of a bone with you, I suppose, Scott.
Yeah.
Because I've noticed something about you. Obviously, yesterday we were at the pub together, had a pretty nice night. But I said to Crevo just before, when you go out, real estate in your pockets, in your bag, it comes at a premium, right? You can't bring everything out.
Yeah, of course.
But you've got one of the most useless items I've ever seen in your pocket on you at all times.
Come off it. It's
now, you
bad.
Called it a wonky. Would you mind explaining what this is?
First of all, I'm going to say that my dad's a locksmith, so I got it for free. But
doesn't make it better. Anyway, continue.
It is a little like a silicone, plasticky kind of wedge thing that I carry on my keyring at all times. So if I go to a cafe or a bar or whatever, and the table is wonky, I can put that underneath the leg that's a little bit, how's it going? And that's how I make the table even.
You Sheldon Cooper type person you are.
Well, that's what people have been using napkins, coasters for that for years.
Yeah, that's look, fine.
No, I'm ahead of the curve. Ahead of the curve here with my wonky. It's weightless. It just sits there. It doesn't bother me. Yeah, I think it's an incredible invention. They go up to $18 online if you want to buy one.
That is ridiculous. I'd like to preface this as well and say that your wonky is bigger than my whole set of keys.
Oh, Paul.
No, it is.
Dead set. I've seen
it. It's hanging off his keychain, and it's bigger than my whole like set of keys.
It's big. Like, what color is it again?
Oh, it's blue.
It's a big blue rubber key thing hanging off his keys. It's like, what are you doing?
Mate, I use it quite frequently, and it actually was quite a talking point with my girlfriend when we first started dating. Because we would go
your relationship sounds so thrilling.
Well, were you going out to cafes and stuff? And
to
it's
be
like,
a fly on the wall.
You didn't pull it out in front of your girlfriend, did you? First date.
Oh, that's the reason she said yes to dating me.
Oh, no. Dear.
That says more about her than you, I think.
Anyway, this is a whole nother...
Jeez, you're so impressive with your rubber key thing that you can prop up any table at any time.
Anytime.
Anyway, anytime. I've had enough kicking Scott while he's down. This is a whole nother segment. Let's... I'm kind of thinking, though, what is the useless thing? Well, not necessarily the useless thing, but the weird, the wacky. What do you always have on you? You know, something different that you always have to... You know, you do the pat down when you leave the house. Oh, you know, there it is. Got me lip balm. Got me phone, got me keys, got me wonky. You know, what's that thing that you've always got on you? 4967405. We want to know, you know, the more unusual, the more wild, the more weird, the better.
Oh, definitely.
And of course, for getting involved in the show, we've got our test drive of Snowtime in the Gardens, of course, at Hunter Valley Gardens this weekend, Saturday the 1st. So if you want to get yourself a family pass to that, 4967405, what's always on you?
Ed Sheeran, for example. He's always got tomato sauce with him at all times.
See, that's wild, isn't it?
Some people, like a lot of girls in the handbag, they've got like unusual stuff in there that you would never suspect. They always must have it with them.
That's the kind of gear we're looking for. Tomato sauce is obviously wild. This Wonky is done talking about
very
that.
Very specific.
4967-4105. If it's on your keychain, it's always in your pockets, maybe behind your phone, in your bag. What do you always have on you? That's a bit strange, a bit unusual. And like we said, for your stories on the air, 4967-4105, you can head to Snowtime Test Drive with us this Saturday.
New FM.
And we're talking about the odd items that always are on your possession, I suppose. Whether that's on your keychain, in your bag, in your pocket, perhaps. Whatever you're carrying around that's a bit wild, a bit weird, a bit wacky.
Yeah, that's right. And you can get in touch with us anytime at @thenovos_ on Instagram. We've got this message from Golden Sun who says, I always carry those tiny packets of salt. Couple of reasons. One, seasoning for lunch and dinner. Two, gets rid of slugs or snails you might meet along the way. And three, you never know when you might need to throw some into an enemy's eyes.
Oh, my God. Wow. Using it as pepper spray. Salt spray, almost.
Exactly. Exactly. So we're after the odd things that you carry on your person at all times.
And, of course, give us a call, 4967-4105. All callers on the air today going in the draw for a family pass to Hunter Valley Guns. No time in the guns. Our test drive is on Saturday. Very exciting. Should we go to the phones?
Let's do it. Here we go.
We're off to Cardiff to begin with. Katie's on the line. Morning, Katie.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
Oh, it's a bit frosty, but look, we'll all get through.
Oh, I'm glad you get
we'll
a battle
sir, we sure will. We sure
now,
will.
Tell us, what's the weird thing you've always got on you?
I'm basically Newcastle's answer to Mary Poppins. I've got an 8-year-old, so for many years I've had to keep things to entertain her. There's currently a Slinky in my bag, a mini 10-pin bowling game, which is...
Oh my god, like tabletop.
Yeah, very, very small. There's a packet of tiny teddies just to shut her up. There's a balloon. Yeah, just miscellaneous items that I can just pull out, like a lamppost, you know, whatever I need to keep the kid quiet.
It's like a TARDIS bag. It just grows and grows and grows.
The more you know.
Wow, there you go.
Feels like a sort of like a party clown type situation. Look what I've got in here.
Maybe all the clown makeup in there as well for Katie. Let's go to Madawi next. Gabby on the line. Morning, Gabby.
Morning, guys.
How are you this morning?
Very well, thanks.
Oh, I love to hear it. Now tell us, what's the odd thing you've always got on you?
I've got a couple of things. So I do the old dental floss trick, take that everywhere with me.
I've never been a fan of this. Anyway, we'll move on.
Yeah.
It's a bit odd, but that's what we're asking for, so thank you. Yeah. What else have you got?
That's okay, and I think because I've worked as a safety professional for so long, I always carry earplugs with me.
Really?
Yeah, you never know when you're going to be in a loud place.
But, I've never thought that, personally, but, you know, and what about, do you ever use it just in case, like, your partner's a bit yap, 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 all that's given and all that?
That could work too, or, you know, loud cinemas. There's lots of ways you can use them.
Loud cinemas. Now, Stephen, just quickly, have you ever thought, I'm in a cinema, this is a bit too loud?
I actually have.
You really?
But that's part of it. You immerse yourself in it. Like, it's loud when it's meant to be loud.
That's meant to be
shocking and, like, that's part of the experience.
Well, of course, producer Scott's wonky key adjustment table situation doesn't seem as weird after hearing some of those, does it?
Still the weirdest.
It's still the weirdest.
Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novos Trivia Check.
Oh, and if you're just joining us, welcome. This is the part of the show where you can win yourself this morning $925.
$925. One question between you and that cash moolah in your back pocket. Of course, we do this every morning after 7. If you want to get involved, give us a call, 4967-4105. We'll get one lucky player on the air next to try and, I guess...
get the money.
Yeah, wit their way to $925.
Now, it's not, you don't have to do a bunch of different stuff. All you have to do is answer one trivia question correctly. Just one. Okay, here's the number one more time. 4967-4105. I was too excited.
4967-4105. You're going to have to be quick. The line's going to blow up. $925 all to play for on the other side of this.
And up next, Stephen... what have we got going on?
Well, there's got some big news, massive news, kind of trivia related. But
interesting.
Look, I don't want to reveal too much, but big news.
Okay, so personal Stephen big news up next. Now, though, let's get some cash given away.
Oh, that's awesome.
Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
All right, if you haven't heard this one before, all you got to do is answer one question correctly, a trivia question. If you do that, you score yourself today $925. Every day, the jackpot keeps building.
I'm sick of it building. I've said it all this week. We just need to give this money away. It's silly money now.
Yeah, it's getting up there. Let's meet our contestant for this morning, though. It's Trudy in Raymond Terrace. How is it out there today?
A little bit chilly, but very nice.
That's what we love to hear. Now, nice how's and fresh. How's your general knowledge? How do you go in trivia, Trudy?
Oh, I don't know about this time in the morning.
Yeah, right. That's it. Have you had your coffee yet?
It's right in front of me.
Oh, there you go.
Good. Even the aroma is waking up those brain cells, getting ready.
Now, I hope so.
Trudy, best of luck. Fingers crossed we can give away $925 to you this morning. You've got 5-second timer as well for your questions, so don't let it rattle you too much. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Best of luck, Trudy. Good luck. Your question is, singer-songwriter Adam Richard Wiles is better known by what performer name?
I haven't got a clue.
Buzzed out.
We were looking for Calvin Harris. That's a sneaky one, because Calvin Harris seems like...
a real name.
A real name. Why would you change your name?
Yeah. That doesn't sound... No, that's not right.
Yeah, I think...
Trudy wants to double check.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll get the bosses onto it. Don't worry. We'll get the bosses onto it. But yeah, a bit of a inconspicuous one, I reckon.
Yeah, unusual. Oh, well, that means tomorrow it's back with $950.
Also, just on this, you can change your name to anything for a performer name. And you pick Calvin...
Yeah, that's right. Of all the names out there, it seems unlikely.
Well, anyway, like you said, $950 up for grabs tomorrow. Same time, same place. Trivia Check, it continues to grow.
That's right. New FM.
Now, Grevo, my pal, you might have noticed that I'm sporting a flashy new hat. It's like a fancy. Yeah, like a yellow, like bright yellow bucket hat, I suppose. Mm. If you're an astute observer, you might have also noticed that producer Scott, when he walked in this morning, was sporting a new hat as well.
Mm.
He had a new cap.
I did see he was wearing a hat.
Like a new cord cap.
And I was like, why is he wearing a hat inside? That's weird. It's not like him.
Well, the reveal, you'd wonder no more, Crevo, because Scott and I... we're trivia champions.
We are.
Trivia champions. So we went last night.
What does that even mean?
Well, we went last night with my brother. So Scott, I, and my brother, team of three.
Okay.
To Modus to do their Wednesday night trivia.
Right.
First place winners. How good.
Because you both are also, does it count as cheating if you're all quiz masters?
No, definitely not.
No, we're not involved with the questions at all. Got no idea.
Don't you both do like trivia as hosts?
Well, yeah, but I do it for a completely different company.
Right. Okay.
So like, I'm not involved at all.
Okay.
This is why are you trying to taint this win? Why can't you just give us a win?
I'm just trying to check what's going on here.
This is ridiculous.
So as part of your prizes, you won hats.
That wasn't part of our prize. So we came first, which meant we got $100 voucher. To use at Modus, which was for beers, for food, or for merch.
$100 each, that's pretty good.
$100 for a team.
$100
for a team. So three of us.
Yeah.
So I picked up this hat.
Lovely.
Scott obviously picked up his cap as
well.
Yeah. And my brother got a couple of beers to take for the road.
Nice one.
Bang, there you go.
Swag.
$100 spent just like that. So
you're forgetting the glasses, Stephen.
Oh, yeah, and we got some glasses as well.
Modus branded like Skewies.
No, I haven't. Did you just walk out the back with them? No,
they were handed to us.
Okay, right.
It's part of our winning. Mm. So
Modus, pretty nice place as well, isn't it?
Very nice venue. And, yeah, we had a good time. But I do want to just... I just need to have a bit of a word to Scott.
Oh, here we go.
Because he is a criminal for giving away the answer on a trivia night.
Like to other teams.
Have you ever, Scott, heard of the term, you know, like inside voice, 30 centimeter voice?
Never. Never, mate. Please. Enlighten me.
He's full volume at all times, Scott, isn't he?
Like one of the questions last night was, who was the author of The Happiest Refugee?
Okay. So now that's a pretty tough question.
So Aunt Dozy answer. I mean, yeah. Scott both know that instantly. So
right.
Each other. Not yet, we both know. He writes it down. I'm looking over his shoulder just to make sure we're both on the same wavelength. Sure enough, he's written out Aunt Do. Anyway, we're talking, you know, wow, what a great guy he is.
Yeah,
he seems
yeah.
so friendly. And then Scott just goes, yeah, like at full volume. Yeah, I had the opportunity once to interview Aunt Do. Well, that gives away to everyone else in the room.
It couldn't be talking about anything, mate.
No. As if. The question's right there, right then.
He's a criminal for it. He's an absolute criminal for
it. Jeez, you're lucky to have won with all of that giving away of answers going on.
Well, it came down to the tiebreaker, and it was... What was the question, Steve? Was it about a South Park episode when a character made their debut?
Yeah, when did Hanky the Christmas Pooh make his debut?
Yeah, that was it.
Jeez, that sounds so niche to me. That's why I'm never at Trivia Nights. Too hard.
Trivia Nights like that. You either know it or you don't.
Yeah.
And one night...
mostly don't for me.
Well, mostly do for us last night.
That's it. Winners. Couple of Quizmasters. Congratulations. Look at that with your fancy new hats living your good lives.
Yeah, surely this helps. This adds to my resume, of why I should be able to host trivia.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I've just got that knowledge.
Smashing it. Easy as that.
The Novos. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3
New FM. Only on 105.3 New FM.
Prevo, we are in the middle of whale watching season, I suppose. The whale migration.
Aren't they majestic?
Oh, so gorgeous. And, like, we do get, like, in Perth, where I'm from.
Yeah.
We get whales, but we don't get a migration like this.
Well, being a small town over there, you just don't get the stuff like the big smoke here in Newcastle.
Oh, turn it up. Nonetheless, though, my brother is here from Perth. So
yeah.
I thought, you know what, perfect timing. While he can't enjoy, you know, swimming at the beaches and stuff like that, he's come at the wrong time of year for that. He has come at the right time of year to go and enjoy this spectacle that is the whale migration. So, took him up to the top of course, the Anzac Wharf.
Yeah, the best spot, really.
The best spot, really, isn't it? We stood up there, you know, as the sun was kind of coming down and just watched the whale. It was so majestic. Just
sometimes you can
it?
See, like, dolphins there and stuff as well. It's really a magical spot up there.
I feel like, as well, it is, like, just... It unlocks your inner child because it's like an adult version of Spotto.
Yeah.
You get to sit there and you're like, there's one.
Over there. And then like other people are getting involved as well that you don't know.
It is good fun, isn't it?
It's a nice little Novocastrian community activity. Up next, though, switching gears because we're chatting about the whole Taylor Swift ticket situation.
Yeah, it was wild yesterday.
And we want to get some of your stories on the air. So if you've got one about, you know, how the extremes you went to get tickets, if you didn't get them,
have it on standby.
Have it ready to go because we'll chat more about it up next here in UFM.
And Crevo, yesterday, I reckon me and you, the only ones battling it out. The only ones working in all of Australia yesterday, making a big call. But I've seen so many videos, so many posts on socials of just offices, right? You know, like office spaces where every single computer, every single phone, iPad is loaded up trying to buy Taylor Swift tickets. Of course, pre-sale went up yesterday.
Yeah.
And it was absolute frenzy, wasn't it? As it was always going to be.
But Taylor Swift especially, one of my friends works in an office just in Newcastle, and she said every single, like, person in that department, they were all trying to get the tickets.
This is what I'm telling you. We were the only ones working yesterday. No one else was lifting a finger. Now, these pre-sale, obviously sold out, of course. So
general
public tickets go on sale today. We've also got new news this morning, like breaking, that we're getting an extra show in both Sydney and Melbourne. So two additional shows.
That'll take a tiny bit of pressure off, but only a tiny bit.
This does me head in when artists do this, though. Taylor Swift knew that five shows in Australia were all going to sell out. You know?
That's like, right.
Like,
she could have
just put seven up to begin with. Like, why is she going, oh, another two now? You knew it was going to sell out.
Or, you know, she could do 20 shows and it'd all sell out, I reckon.
Well, that's it. So why do they go, oh, due to popular demand? Of course, it was always going to be popular demand. You were always going to... Yeah, anyway.
She's crafty, old Taylor Swift. Very crafty.
Just keeps the hype going on and on, hey? Yeah. Nonetheless, like we said, very big demand for these tickets, and the ticket retailers always struggle in this situation. Mm. The sites always crash. They always end up having big queues. They always act surprised that artists like this are going to overflow the website.
That's right. Why are these ticket retailers surprised when this happens? Surely you just put on another server, wouldn't you? Well, if you're running it.
I don't know.
Taylor Swift Day. Oh, should we switch on another server? No, we'll just run it as standard. That'll be fine.
Yeah, it'll be fine. Last time, it was pretty busy, but this time, everyone will be sick last time she came. When was last time she came? Years ago. Everyone won't be fussed about it.
Yeah, we would have forgotten about her by now.
Anyway, of course, with the ticket retailers, there's always dramas trying to get tickets. So we kind of just wanted to do a temperature check around Newcastle, I guess, and see how people went getting Taylor Swift tickets. How'd your story go? Yeah.
Were you one of the lucky ones that got Taylor Swift tickets? I reckon even in Newcastle, it'd be hardly any because, you know, people would just be so quick on it. The snipers, all the, you know, like the scalpers, all that sort of stuff.
Well, I had a friend who waited 3.5 hours in queue. Didn't get tickets.
3.5 hours.
They would have known. The retailers would have known before 3.5 hours it sold out. But why keep people strung along? Why keep them, give them that hope? Hope is so dangerous. Anyway, this is what we want to know. 4967405. Just tell us your story about how you went getting Taylor Swift tickets. And if you missed out, maybe it's a bit of a consolation prize. We are doing best callers of the day. Going the draw for family pass to the Hunter Valley Gardens. Snow time in the gardens. A test drive this Saturday.
That's going to be better than Taylor Swift anyway.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, 4967 4105. Tell us your Taylor Swift ticket stories on the air next.
New FM.
Have you got a bit of a runny nose, Crevo?
Why do you say that?
I think you got a bit of Swift fever, as does the rest of the country. Obviously, Taylor Swift, the pre-sale for Australian leg of her Eras Tour, I suppose, went on sale yesterday. And as there always is, it's just absolute diabolical from the ticket retailers. It's just nuts, isn't it?
Yeah, you'd think that after all this time, they would figure out how to make it run smoothly. But they just either, they cannot crack it. They just cannot figure it out.
They can't work it out. Anyway, like we said, massive demand for these tickets. So, breaking news as well, 2 new shows have been added. So, there is still hope if you've missed tickets. And, of course, general public sale goes up today as well. But the new shows, Melbourne, Sunday the 18th of Feb, and Monday, and Sydney, Monday the 26th of... Oh, they're the old ones, I think. Where are the new shows?
Oh, the new show. Anyway, new shows.
There's 2 new shows added.
Yeah, that's right.
2 new shows added.
And here's the thing, right? People, if you see people not at work today or something, and they're like, oh, a bit sick, and you're like, they weren't really sick yesterday. They're probably doing their everything to try and get Taylor Swift tickets, either for them or their daughters. Let's face it, they're the main markets.
Hold on, there's 4 new shows added.
Look at that. But you know what? Every single one will sell out. It's going to be complete chaos.
Yeah, it's going to be absolute carnage. But anyway, so we're getting a bit of a temperature check on 4967 4105, just seeing people's stories of how they went getting tickets. Were you one of the lucky few?
Yeah, that's
who
right.
Managed to nick yourself a ticket? Or
is it a chance to brag and potentially sell it for heaps of money? No, we're not encouraging that at all. Hope's in Merriweather. Good morning. How are you?
Not the best this morning, let's be honest.
Oh, no,
bad news.
It was bad news. Okay, I was so desperate to get these Taylor Swift tickets yesterday. I had my whole family set up, my sisters, my mum and my dad back at home. Like, they barely even know how to use a phone as it is.
Yeah,
oh, my gosh. And I wanted the Sydney tickets, and I sat in the queue for 4 hours. Nothing.
Wow.
Nothing. And I was at work the whole time as well. I had the receptionist ready with all, like, my card details. So scream them out at me and, oh, my gosh.
You were able to secure 0 tickets. And I think that's a reflection of a lot of people who are, you know, just struggling to get them.
It's a similar story right around the country, isn't it?
Yeah.
Fingers crossed, a different story for Amanda and Aberglasson. How'd you go?
Amanda, you there?
Yeah.
Yeah, so what happened with you? Did you get the tickets or was it someone else? What's your story?
No, it wasn't me. It was my friend. She tried the same sort of deal. Had the whole family on every device they had to try and get a hold of it, but lost out.
Oh, so they didn't get either?
No.
Wow.
And how long were they trying for? Or how long were they in the queue for?
Couple of hours, I think. I don't know exactly. I haven't spoken to her since, but I know she just didn't get them.
Yeah, she probably hasn't spoken to many people since. Probably curled up in a ball in bed still, gutted about missing these tickets. And like you said, it is a story that resonates loud right across the Hunter. We put up a post on the New FM Facebook page yesterday. People waiting like over 6 hours for these tickets.
That, to me, is unbelievable.
That's a full day's work almost.
Yeah.
Over 6 hours.
And no reward. Like, that's the thing. It's one thing if you wait 6 hours for something and you're rewarded. You go, okay, well, that way it made sense. It was worth it. To get zero goose eggs, terrible. Anyway.
Fingers crossed these new shows will relieve the pressure a little bit.
Just a tiny, tiny bit.
And we can get some more Novocastrians to see Swift, eh?
New FM's $20,000 side hustle.
If you're not involved in this, Crevo, simple tip.
Yeah.
Get involved.
Yeah.
UFM.com.au is the place to register. If you want money for doing absolutely nothing, sitting on your tushy, that's all you got to do. Register, like I said, UFM.com.au. Once you've done that, listen around the clock for your name. If you hear it, 10 minutes, give us a call. 4967405. You do that, you become a member of our team. You become employed here at UFM and you get yourself on the payroll.
That's the most important bit, because all the perks, yeah, there's heaps of perks to working for UFM. But the number one is you're getting money for doing absolutely nothing. So get on there. Register now if you haven't. UFM.com.au.
Well, that's exactly what's happened for Tara in Greta, right? So Tara, I believe, the first member of the new FM honorary team, I suppose,
yeah,
to get through a whole day. So she got on yesterday, 8 o'clock in the morning, about this time. She's gone right through the day, is our overnight employee, and this morning, she's still on the payroll. This morning, gone for $525.
Wow, that's awesome.
How good's that? She's done nothing. She's sat at home. She's probably sitting at home trying to get Taylor Swift tickets.
Yeah.
And while she was doing that, money was just coming in.
That's right. She probably got the tickets. She's probably sitting there with the calculator, just counting all the money. Tara update, she's making cash.
There you go, $420 guaranteed. Like I said, going for $525, but we have another Novocastrian who's going to try and, I guess, take a slice of that pie. So,
here we go.
You ready to start the timer, Crevo?
Yeah, I've got it ready.
10 minutes on the clock now for Brad Anderson from Raymond Terrace. Brad Anderson, Raymond Terrace. You've got 10 minutes right now. Give us a call, 4967405, if you want to get on UFM's payroll.
Knock Tara off, UFM.
Now, Tara from Greta sitting pretty on our payroll at the moment. It's part of UFM's 20K side hustle. But we put out the call not long ago to Brad Anderson from Raymond Terrace to see if he wants to slice that pie. Brad Anderson, Raymond Terrace, less than 2 minutes to give us a call. 4967-4105. Otherwise, you could find yourself in some hot, hot water.
That is absolutely the case. Now, are we doing What's the Goss?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, let's do this. Here we go.
The Novos. What's the Goss?
UFM. Is it more Taylor Swift news? What do you got for us, Scott?
Mate, Taylor Swift, obviously the biggest news of the day. Two new shows being dropped, one in Melbourne, one in Sydney. For the exact dates, she's going to Melbourne on Sunday, February 18, Sydney, February 26. That's a Monday.
Wow.
So if you want to get tickets, the general sale goes on tomorrow. All the details and some callers that we had about their issues getting Taylor Swift tickets, you can catch up on the new FM podcast. It'll be up later on today. But some other goss news floating around today, gents, and I thought this is great, and it really falls in my wheelhouse of loving pop punk music, right?
Right.
So back in 1989, a song came out by one Billy Joel called We Didn't Start the Fire.
Right.
If you're not familiar with it, it goes like this.
Yeah, a bit of head bobbing in studio. I love that.
Everyone's familiar.
Of course, but it gets better. So that song, We Didn't Start the Fire, goes through all the events that Billy Joel deems notable from 1949, which is when he was born, all the way up to 1989. And then as of yesterday, there is a cover, except it's not a cover of the original. Fall Out Boy have released their own version of We Didn't Start the Fire with all the notable events from 1989 to 2023.
Wow.
Oh, that's a bit of fun.
And it's, Jets, I've listened to it, and it's good. Have a squiz at this.
Nice.
That's a bit of fun. It's a bit of fun.
Bit of a time capsule, isn't it?
Yeah.
How good is that? Now the song goes on. There's heaps and heaps of stuff referenced. It's getting a bit of slander online because people are like, well, why did you reference A but not B? And there's like, they talk.
Oh,
I know.
You can't please everyone. Where can you find it? Is it like like streamable?
Yeah, you can get it on Spotify, you can get it on YouTube.
Okay.
There's a lyric video on YouTube, which I highly recommend because I was laughing, I was pissing myself at what they decided was deemable events. Tiger King made the cut.
Of course, had to. Had to make
cultural
it.
Royalty right there. Well, thanks for that, Scott.
New FM's $20,000 side hustle.
Yeah, it's that probably my favourite time in the morning. Becoming my favourite time in the morning because I love giving away free stuff, but I also love giving it to people who are doing absolutely nothing.
Yeah, that's right. And guess what, Stephen?
What's that?
Beep, 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 beep. Bit of a time for a Tara update. Good morning, Tara. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very well, thanks. Now, you went yesterday unscathed. Went through the whole day as part of our, you know, new FM family, part of our team. How did you enjoy your experience?
Yeah, I'm pretty stoked. I'm happy as.
Yeah, well, guaranteed yourself $420. What's that going to go towards?
Well, I know the kids want to go to Snowtime in the Garden, so we'll do that. And then the rest, who knows? There's lots.
There'll be a bit of spare money there as well, a bit of extra beer money or something like that, hey?
Yeah, a bit of a night out.
Yeah, why not?
Treat yourself. Well, I mean, all that 420 is great news, but unfortunately your time here at New FM has come to an end, Tara.
Oh, well, $420 is better than nothing.
It certainly is.
And how hard did you work yesterday for it? Let's be honest.
Yeah, it was easy as.
Easy as.
An easy job.
Well, there we go. That money is all yours.
And Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And of course, with that news, two sides to every coin, means we've got a new member of the team here, a new employee. We've got Brad from Raymond Terrace. Morning, Brad.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Very well. How's yourself, mate?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. I'm out in Orange for work at the moment. It's nice and cold.
Oh, that's real cold. Wow.
Very cold. Yeah.
Are you excited for your first day on this new job, I suppose? Not so cold in the studios here. We got the heater on, nice and toasty.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, and Brad's like, I'm not really feeling the warmth from here, but I'm feeling the $100 or $105 already instantly. That's all right, isn't it?
Yeah, that's great.
Now, what are you going to do with this money? What's the grand plan, you reckon?
Mate, it'll probably go towards a well overdue night out in the near future.
Oh, nice stuff. Where are you thinking, Brad? Where are you thinking?
I don't know. In Newcastle somewhere, I suppose.
Yeah, that's the way.
I went to Motors last night. That was a good feed. Some nice beers as well. I recommend that. That seems like a nice night. Anyway, it'll depend. You could get yourself something real flashy because if this keeps climbing and climbing, mate, who knows how much money you're in for? It could be exciting, mate.
Yeah, let's hope so.
Yeah, good luck. Of course, it's so easy. You just need to register, newfm.com.au. Get yourself on the payroll and with New FM Side Hustle.
That's it. Money for nothing.
That's it.
I love it.
Enjoy a fun-filled day of frosty activities at Hunter Valley Gardens, Snowtime in the Garden. June 24 to July 23. Get your tickets now at huntervalleygardens.com.au or test drive Snowtime in the Garden with Anovos. 105.3 New FM.
Yeah, good. This is going to be Crevo. All week we've been recruiting, I guess, Novocastrian families to experience the magic of this winter wonderland with us on Saturday.
That's right. I'm so excited. I'm going to be out there helping you with the test drive. I'll be test driving some of it myself. I'm not going to. How could you not?
And
right?
There's so much to test drive. I mean, there's, you know, ice skating there's tobogganing, you can build a snowman, make a snow angel, or of course, you can chuck a couple snowballs at Crevo, maybe.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you're welcome to. It's all part of the fun.
Now, of course, like you said, we are recruiting families, so all week, if you get involved in the show, you know, 4967-4105, you can get yourself a family pass to come do this test drive for Snowtime in the Gardens with us. But if you're unfortunate enough to maybe not win tickets through the show, you can always get tickets at huntervalleygardens.com.au because it's on through to July 23rd.
That's right. So make sure you check it out. Win the tickets or buy them with your own money. It's up to you. It's going to be great.
Don't miss it, though. Either way, don't miss it.
That's the number one tip there. New FM.
Now, a bit of a debate has been sparked up, Crevo, by posting Newey parking fails.
Okay.
So, I mean, this group, if you're not a part of it, join it. It's a bit of fun, isn't it?
It's a Facebook group where basically people post people parked badly around Newcastle and the Hunter.
And then we all have a moan about it together. We get out our frustration and then we can all move on with our day.
Yep.
So in this group, obviously, like you said, many parking fails. Now, there is a post in here which... It's questionable if it is a parking fail because I think it's a genius idea. I really do. But basically, there's this guy. It's at the front of a shopping centre by the looks of it. It's hard to tell which shop from the angle of the photo.
Yeah.
But it's a gentleman who's got, like, a Ford Ranger parked in one of the electric car parking specific bays, right? So they have these bays in shops now.
Where you can charge up.
Where you can charge, of course, your electric car. So they're set aside so that people with those electric cars can park in there close to the power outlet.
And charge
their car while they go do their shop.
Yeah, well, that's fair and reasonable, except why is this guy, Ford Ranger, they're not electric.
No, well, unless the Ford have released a Ranger model electric in the last 6 months, I have no idea about
it. No, not here. They certainly haven't. There's a Lightning coming, but there's not here.
But then you're right. Definitely not an electric car. But, yeah, parked in this electric-specific bay. Now, the comments on this are going absolutely berserk. They're going ballistic. With people, you know, arguing about the whether this is ethically correct or not, and also whether it's legally, like, punishable or not. Can they enforce this kind of...
Usually on private land, struggle to legally enforce something, you know, like bad parking on private land of a shopping centre. However, forget the legal ramifications. This is so wrong.
No. Well, if legally we're in the clear, if legally they can't put you in trouble, I'm doing it. I'm parking there.
Why are you doing this? What's wrong with you, Stephen? You can't park on somewhere where somebody who with an electric car needs to get a charge. How are they going to get home if they run out of juice?
Oh, there's not that many electric cars, and they can charge it at home. Charge it at home.
The problem with this is it's just morally wrong. I'm saying that this is the wrong thing to do because how would you like it, right? Just imagine this for a second. You pull up at the petrol station because you've run out of petrol.
Yeah.
You want to fill up, unleaded, maybe get yourself a Maxibon on the way through.
Of course.
And then in where you fill up with fuel is an electric car. How would you feel about that?
Yeah, but that's different. No, it's not the same scenario.
Yeah, it's pretty much the same.
It's not pretty much the same. This is ridiculous. My problem with this is it's just the rich get richer, don't they? You know, first of all, they buy a nice flashy Tesla or something, some flashy electric car, and then they get the spot right at the front of the shopping centre, put the electric bays in the back corner of the car park, and then I won't steal the bays. Doesn't bother me. I don't care at all. I'm not looking for the back bays. But to have it in prime real estate in the car park, they're already getting a charge for free. They don't have to pay for this. They're not paying for their fuel, as you say. They're just charging it for free, and now they get the best real estate in the car park.
That's a flawed argument.
I'm putting my car in there.
If you see an electric car spot, you're parking your petrol car in it, is it?
Yeah. Yeah.
You're in the wrong. I'm saying it now. All right. Well, you and I obviously can't agree on this because you think, oh, the rich get richer. It's not about that. It's about electric cars parking
There's
where they can charge.
There's not even that many electric cars. Why do they have specified bays?
All right. 4967-4105. Is it right or wrong to park your non-electric car in electric car spot? Stephen's saying just what do you want? Equality for all people, is it?
Yeah, that's it. Not asking for much.
No, this is outrageous. Of course, best callers on air today going to score themselves, or go in the draw rather, for our snow time in the gardens, in the Hunter Valley Gardens, our test drive. It's happening on Saturday. I'm going to be there. It's going to be fantastic. You want to get along to this.
That's it. If you want a family pass to that great event, 4967-4105, I guess it's just, is it right or wrong?
Yeah. New FM.
And we're talking, I guess, parking your regular run-of-the-mill car in the electric car specified bays. Comes after a post on Newey Parking Fails, where a gentleman in like a Ford Ranger has done it. I think all power to it. Why do the people in electric cars think they're so entitled? You think morally wrong?
Yeah, absolutely. We're trying to encourage electric cars. Do you hate the environment?
Oh,
do
don't give me that. Absolutely rubbish.
Seems like you do.
Well, we've got a temperature check right across Newcastle. So, of course, we've opened up the phones, 4967-4105. Also, you can contact us anytime on Instagram at @thenovos_, which Katrina has done.
Okay.
And she's written in.
What has Katrina said?
She said, I personally don't park in electric car parks, but I don't see how a petrol car parking in an electric bay is any different than an electric car parking in a normal bay. Nothing is ever said about that.
Oh, that's
great argument to start.
That is a stupid argument.
They can park wherever they want, but we can't, huh?
Yeah, no, they need to charge. That's the difference.
Just charge it at home.
Okay.
Absolutely ridiculous. Anyway, we've opened up the phones. Like I said, 4967-4105. Off to Cessnock to begin with. Shay's on the line. Morning, Shay.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well. How's yourself this morning?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. How are you guys?
Yeah, we're great. Now, tell us, what do you think about this? Do you think it's right or wrong to park your normal car in, like, an electric car bay?
I personally wouldn't park in an electric car bay myself, but I do think they should move them down the back.
That's right. What I'm saying. Why did I get this prime real estate at the front? It's ridiculous. Rich get richer.
Yeah, that's right. We're all human. Go down the back.
Yeah, that's it. You're all human. You, back of the line.
And no one would steal their bays if they're at the back. You know, we wouldn't be having this discussion right now because I'm not looking for the bay right at the back. It doesn't bother me at all.
All right, Natalie is up next in Head and Greeter. How are you?
Good. How are you going?
We're very well, thanks.
Very good. What are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, no, I wouldn't park in one, but I definitely agree they don't need front space.
That's it.
That seems to be the ongoing theme, though. But what you will notice, Stephen, is these people, you know, first Shay and now Natalie, they are agreeing with me that they wouldn't park there.
No, I think they are applauding someone brave, though, who would make a stand for what is clearly a morally wrong issue here, you know?
What, that the rich get richer?
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
That's not what this is about.
I'm just Robin Hooding it out here. Oh, I'm doing it for the everyday battler. That's what it is.
It's not what this is about. Shaz in Toronto, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Now, what are your thoughts on this?
Well, I'm going to go with Stephen, because you know what? I probably would park in it just to piss someone off, because as far as I'm concerned, they should be right down the other end of the car park, because I'm old and I need to park there. And an old lady, she tried to park in it and charge her car the other day, her Telstra or whatever they're bloody called.
Yeah, yep.
And she couldn't even get in the car park.
Question for you, Shaz. Do you own a Ford Ranger?
No, mate, I don't even drive a car at the moment. I used to drive a Mini.
Oh, what are you doing getting involved then? You don't even drive.
Nah, she's making a stand. That's what she's doing. She's a brave social warrior. And I we need like more people like Shaz. No. I feel like that is the genuine consensus. Why do they need to be at the front? Why do they need that prime real estate?
It doesn't give you the
They've got legs.
It doesn't give you the excuse to take the spots. It's unreasonable. Anyway, agree to disagree on this one.
Yeah, I don't know if we've settled that at all. We've had three callers and a message and we're still no closer to settling this debate.
A lot of people will be taking the spots, though, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, I think rightfully so. Anyway, we move on. We must move on. Of course, we've got to announce our caller of the day today, family pass to Snowtime in the Gardens, our test drive on Saturday. Let's give it to Amanda and Aberglasson. What do you reckon?
Congrats indeed to Amanda. Well done. That's us done.
Yep, winning continues right throughout the day with UFM's 20K side hustle. And we're back tomorrow for your Feel Good Friday.
Can't wait. See you then. Bye.
Bye.